Back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, the League of Women Voters in Wisconsin just filed a federal lawsuit to have the Wisconsin Election Commission reinstate registrations for 32,000 voters. 32,000 thrown off the rolls. They weren't given notice that that would happen, these voters, and they weren't given a deadline to avoid it. So what's going on here? What's going on here? Every once in a while, you review the voter rolls and you just exclude names who have died or moved away. Nothing wrong with that. You know, when I think about it, the many times that the different states I've lived in or the different places I've lived in, when I moved, did I send a letter to the elections board saying, no, of course not. Of course not. So after a while, you don't vote for a while. What they do is they're supposed to send a postcard to you saying, are you still there? And then are you still voting in that address or not? But in this case, they didn't say, we will remove you by a date certain if you don't do something. They didn't do that. A right-wing law firm supporting the Republican Party had urged that people be thrown off the voting rolls within 30 days of just getting a postcard. Of course, that was thrown out. That was thrown out. They weren't going to do that. But how did you differentiate between people who moved or people who died, on the one hand, and then on the other hand, people who just don't vote frequently, maybe they only vote in presidential elections, which is what the Republicans are targeting. So you haven't voted and they don't respond to a postcard. If they're not given notice of the sanction of what can happen, if they're not given notice that there's a deadline, the League of Women Voters, I think very sensibly, is saying, well, that's no good. You got to put them back on. Because the majority, the fear is the majority of these 32,000 voters are Democratic voters. And you take some place like Milwaukee, where especially in the central city, you know, people move, there are different polling places, people are in distressed economic circumstances, and they're not going to give notices to the elections board. And I never gave a notice to the elections board when I, there's no requirement that you do it when I move. But this will, in effect, have the effect of disenfranchising people. And they say, well, they can re-register. Well, yeah, they can get another line and go through the hassle. Good for the League of Women Voters. This is a very, very important lawsuit. I'm very glad they brought it. We're going to the lines. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Mark?
Yeah, once again, it gets back to the point, what legal authority, actual under rule of law, does Gableman or any of his goons have to go around threatening people at all? I mean, that I would maintain Gableman is not a judge anymore. The police officer, the I'm not going to call them police officers, the people he has hired to be his security detachment, his gang of little black shirts slash brown shirts slash whatever they are, have no, they're not no longer law enforcement officers officially, you know, under, you know, that hired by, you know, local municipality or by the state, you know, that other than subcontracting, you know, under Gableman there, do they actually have any legal authority to, you know, other than, you know, what is authorized by subpoena to say anything to anybody? I mean, that, and that's something that should be publicized. These guys don't really have the authority to threaten anybody, that, and if they threaten somebody, Should not they be subject to arrest? I mean, if they tap their sidearm and go like that, I'd say nope, that's a threat. That's a unlawful use of a firearm there, and have them arrested. I mean, that it's time to play hardball with Voss and all this. And if Voss is sending these goons out to do this stuff, maybe Voss should be held accountable for the threats that he has made, the implied threats that he is making under with these goons. I mean, that it is just time to put these bullies back in their place, and that you know, it's like Trump says, you know, I'll cover your legal fees when he told people to go out and beat people. I mean, it is just high time to just take all these, because it sounds like, the way I understand it, the first group of cops that gave them and tried to hire said, this is bogus, we're not going to do it, and apparently found people without any character at all to do his dirty work for him. And maybe I'm disparaging those people unfairly, but I just think that it is just wrong for these guys to be able to go out and make people think they're actually still police officers when they are not really police officers. They are just hired security, and maybe they shouldn't be armed at all. I mean,
you're making an excellent point. And let me unpack some of that and give you some updates. You know that Voss only did this because Trump threatened him, and he threatened Kapenga. And that's why Kapenga would crawl to him on his belly and saying he was a bobby pin and Trump was a Thor's hammer. And Voss decided, I got to put up or shut up, and he hired Gableman. Initially, he said it was $44,000. Now it's $676,000. Now he just announced that this is going to continue into the year 2022. And that the budget's going to go up. And by the way, budget is a very, very polite word for saying your pocketbook, taxpayer money. Why is this being paid for out of taxpayer money, Cyber Ninja? The taxpayers already paid for several audits. They paid for several audits. And the last audit showed that Biden got a few hundred more votes than had previously been disclosed. And they just are using tax money to intimidate voters. Kathy Bernier up in Chippewa County was magnificent. She's a Republican legislator, but she had been a clerk in Chippewa County for 15 years. And she said, time to call Gableman off. This is fraudulent. This is ridiculous. I know the people up here in Chippewa County who run the elections, and they're as honest as you and I are. They're terrific. And we got to stop this. And she got a lot of calls from other Republican state senators privately who said, way to go. You go, girl. Way to go. But they don't have the guts to come out themselves and say it. And you have to understand something. I mean, you have people who just say, foolishly, will say there was fraud, and that's why Biden's in. That's false. However, lots of Republicans are doing it with a wince, a wink, and a nod. There are something like four gubernatorial candidates up in Minneapolis, Minnesota. They were at a forum, and the question was, did Biden win the presidency, legitimately win the presidency? And their answers of four people aggregated 1,400 words. In other words, about 350 words each. Dancing, shuffling, and usually it's something like this. Well, he is the president, so we've got to move on, but we have significant concerns what happened. Many, you know, that is by implication accusing some impropriety, and people out there who think there was impropriety get strengthened in their resolve. Very few people, I got to say, Paul Ryan in the state came out and said, Joe Biden won the election. Raffensperger in Georgia, Republican Secretary of State, said Joe Biden won the election. We are very fortunate at the courage of a lot of people. You know, a lot of these secretaries of state, and certainly the poll workers, they get, you know what, $12 an hour or something to stand there for the day and do this stuff for $15 an hour. To get death threats again at that level of government is going to scare them. And then you are going to put in criminals counting the vote. And many times I've said this, and I'm going to say it again, Joe Stalin, one of the biggest mass murderers in history, strongman in Russia, said it does not matter who the people vote for. What matters is who counts the votes. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Ooh,